Pennsylvania towns don't have their own police departments and rely instead on state police. They don't pay anything for the service, costing state taxpayers nearly $500 million every year. State lawmakers have been talking for years about changing this, but can't seem to agree about how to do it. Keystone Crossroads' Emily Previty has more.
Governor Wolf has pitched a plan where municipalities that rely on state police would pay for services based on population. It would generate over $100 million. Republican leaders favor a funding model driven by workload indicators such as calls for service. At a budget hearing this week, Republican Senator Pat Brown noted they called for this last year, and nothing came of it.
No, these conversations that happen every year don't happen just to happen. They happen because there's an interest in actually accomplishing a goal, possibly.
Brown was speaking to ranking officers of the state police who told him they didn't have anything in the way of an alternative formula to give him.
Until those suggestions are taken seriously, because there's some real concern on this panel that the population model doesn't track the actual services that are being provided in a way that's defendable, this conversation really doesn't go anywhere.
Wolf's spokesman says they're open to suggestions from the General Assembly. Emily Previty, Keystone Crossroads.